It was the end of the Earth's very first summer. The days were growing shorter, and the nights longer and colder. And the people of the Earth were preparing themselves for the Earth's first winter. And the insects, the smallest of all the Earth's creatures, they gathered together in the forest, and they began to talk amongst themselves. And this is what they said. And if you don't understand the words of insects, their words were this.
Soon it'll be winter. It'll be cold. Where will we live? What will we eat? How will we stay warm?
And they made so much noise that a passing herd of buffalo, they stopped. And the chief of the buffalo came over to the insects and said,
"Little insects, why do you make so much noise?"
And the little insects, they said,
"Yeah." It'll be winter. It'll be cold. Where will we live? What will we eat? How will we stay warm?
And the buffalo said,
"We are mighty creatures. You can climb up onto our backs and burrow down into our coats. There you will be warm and safe, and you will find plenty to eat."
Well, the little insects, they scampered up the legs of the buffalo, and they burrowed down into their coats. But have you ever had ants in your pants? A flea in your bed? Why, those little insects, they didn't know how to sit still. They wriggled and they jiggled and they itched and they squirmed. And the great buffalo, they went, and they shook their coats. And the little insects, they fell to the ground. And back to the forest they went, and they gathered together, and they said,
"Yay, yay, 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 yay."
And a flock of birds who were passing overhead, they heard the insects, and they alighted in the forest. One of the birds went over to the insects and said,
"Hey, you guys are little, but you're sure noisy. What's the fuss about?"
And the little insects, they said,
"Yay, yay, 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 yay." Soon it'll be winter. It'll be cold. Where will we live? What will we eat? How will we stay warm?
And the birds said,
"Oh, you should come with us. We're heading south. We're following the sun. We're going down to Australia. You could climb on our backs. We'll take you there."
Well, it was just the invitation that the little insects had been waiting for. They climbed up onto the birds' backs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 more insects on the backs of those birds. Why, the insects, they were so heavy that the birds could hardly lift their wings. And the insects were forced to climb back down onto the ground. And together they gathered in the forest, and they talked amongst themselves.
Yay, 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 yay.
And into the forest came the children. Now the children were the friends of the insects, and when they heard them, they gathered around them and said,
"Hey, what's wrong?"
And the little insects, they said,
"Cold. Where will we live? What will we eat? How will we stay warm?"
And the children, they said,
"Hey, don't worry. You can come home and live with us. Our mums won't mind. There's a big fire in the middle of the village and a great big wood pile. You could live in the wood pile. It'll be warm and safe there, and we'll bring you things to eat."
Well, the little insects, they followed the children back to the village, and sure enough, there was a great fire in a wood pile, and the insects burrowed down into the wood pile, and there they were warm, and the children brought them things to eat. But as the days grew shorter and the nights grew longer, the fires grew bigger and the wood pile, it grew shorter.
And one day a great human hand reached down into their woodpile and picked up a log, and without even checking, tossed it onto the fire. And there underneath the bark was a family of insects. The insects. They thought it wasn't safe to stay in the woodpile any longer. They scampered out and back into the forest they went. And there they gathered. And there they said,
yay, yay.
And they made so much noise that they woke the tree that they stood beneath. And the tree, she stretched her branches down towards the insects and said,
little insects, insects, insects,
why do you make so much noise, 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 noise? And the little insects, they said,
yay, 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 yay. It'll be winter, it'll be cold. Where will we live? What will we eat? How will we stay warm?
And the tree, she said, wait, I will speak with my brothers and sisters, 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 sisters. And the insects, they stood as the forest about them began to move, as the branches of the trees swayed and they whispered amongst themselves. They waited until once again the forest was still and silent. And once more the tree spoke to the insects. Little insects, 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 insects. We have spoken amongst ourselves, selves, 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 selves. And we have decided that we will give you our leaves, 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 leaves. They will fall to the ground, 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 and make you a blanket, 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 blanket. There you will be safe, 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 and warm, 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 warm. And that's exactly what happened. The trees let go of their leaves. They fell to the ground and made a great blanket. And the insects, they crept beneath it, warm and safe, and found plenty to eat. And when Mother Earth heard of the gift that the trees gave to the insects, she reached out and she touched their leaves so they turned gold and red and orange and yellow and brown, so that we might all remember the kindness of the trees to the insects, the smallest of the earth's creatures.
Yay, yay, yay.